Welcome to this moment around God's Word and prayer today. As we end our week where we studied the giving of the Ten Commandments to the nation of Israel wandering in the wilderness following their deliverance from slavery. The Ten Commandments are timeless and they're powerful. They represent God's heart for how we love God and we love our neighbor. Now, we finished walking through the Ten Commandments yesterday, but there's one moment that just follows the giving of the Ten Commandments that I thought it would be important for us to focus on, because here we'll encounter Jesus again. It says in Exodus 20, right after the Ten Commandments are listed, in verse 18, when the people saw the thunder and the lightning and heard the trumpet and saw the mountain in smoke, they trembled with fear. And they stayed at a distance and said to Moses, speak to us yourself and we will listen, but do not have God speak to us or we will die. What was happening? Moses had gone up in the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments. And to be honest with you, there were a lot of special effects. So much smoke and thundering and shaking going on and fire that Israel didn't even dare come close to the mountain. And Moses, and they beg God to say, and they beg Moses to say, don't let God talk to us like he just talked to you. You talk to us. We're afraid of him. And Moses said, well, that's the point. You need the fear of God in your life so that you are afraid of sinning and violating his commandments. Well, we know that prescription didn't work. I mean, the Apostle Paul tells us in Romans chapter 7, the law is holy, but just knowing the law stimulates my sinful nature. He said, just knowing something's wrong makes something in me want to do it even more. So being intimidated by shaking mountains and fire and thunder and noise and drama, just being intimidated and being too scared to do anything but obey God, that was the old covenant, and that just didn't work. So we needed a new covenant, and that's where Jesus came, to not intimidate us from the outside, but to change our hearts from the inside, so that when he was nailed to that cross, our old sinful nature, the power of our flesh, sin's more than a bad choice. Sin is more than even a wrong choice. Sin is a power, and it has to be put to death. And in Christ, it was put to death. And then his resurrection life comes to make us new. That is it. And so the writer of Hebrews is talking about, we call this grace. This is something Jesus did for us at the cross that we couldn't do for ourselves. So the writer of Hebrews is discussing this new situation in grace, this new situation we now have in Jesus. And he says in Hebrews 12, verse 18, you have not come to a mountain that can be touched, like a physical mountain, and that is burning with fire, to darkness, to gloom, and to storm, and to a trumpet blast, or to such a voice speaking words that those who heard it begged that no further word be spoken to them. So that was taking them right back there to Exodus 20, and the people's response after Moses had gone up in the mountain to get the Ten Commandments. He said, you have not come to that kind of touchable, shaking, violent mountain. No, verse 22, you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God and the heavenly Jerusalem. And so two mountains represent two covenants, which represent two realities. And the dividing line is Jesus. You have the mountain of Sinai that shook with intimidating power, threatening people if they disobeyed the law. And you have Mount Zion. You have this new mountain in Christ, the heavenly mountain, the work that God, that represents the work that God has already done for us before he'd ask anything of us for him. Religion is spelt D-O, do. But Christianity, grace, is spelt D-O-N-E, what Christ has already done for us. That's where it all starts. And out of that, he changes our lives. So verse 28, he ends that chapter in Hebrews by saying, therefore, since we're receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful. And so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. He is a consuming fire. You don't want to go any way but God's way. You ought to have the fear of God, but we do it in reverence and awe because he loved us so much. He sent his own son, Jesus, to die in our place, to take God's punishment for us, and to give us the power to not only by faith receive his forgiveness, but then to live out a forgiven life transformed by his power. Thank God for this. I hope you've tasted that. I hope you're not just coming back to this self-made do religion where everything depends on you and you getting everything right. I hope you're not going back to that old mountain that shakes with intimidating fear. But I hope you've come to the mountain of God where Christ died and where he has given you new life. Father, thank you for this. We say yes to your mountain. We come to your mountain by faith. Forgive our sin. Give us new power to live for you today. Give us new joy, new awe, new reverence for you. Even though you are that consuming fire, we thank you. You've saved us. We thank you that in that consuming fire is the fire of your Holy Spirit to fill us and to make us new. In Jesus' name, amen.